Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1820. The topic is Q&A, and the title is Post-Pregnancy Weight Training. One of my current clients is working her way back into competitive powerlifting after having her sixth child. She has an extensive athletic background, high-level CrossFit athlete, elite level powerlifter, and she's an IFBB pro. I was able to help her achieve the elite total in powerlifting and the IFBB pro card, which she achieved after having four kids. So since then, she's had two more kids, and now we're working her way back up in strength and cutting some body fat along the way. If you're wanting to get back into shape after pregnancy, I wanted to share some tips that I focus on with my clients. The first thing we look at is nutrition. I know I titled the podcast Weight Training. However, I do want to include nutrition because the nutrition is what supports the adaptations that you're wanting from your training. When you train, you're stimulating the body to make changes. The nutritional support that you provide to the body is how it makes those changes. So nutrition has to be in place. When we're looking at post-pregnancy nutrition, we're just trying to get back to learning how to eat healthy again, kind of learning what your own needs are now that you're not carrying a child, and how to prioritize your health along with all the other responsibilities that you manage. So we're first focusing on consistency. Can we eat a relatively consistent caloric amount per day? Maybe that's a 400 calorie window. Maybe it's a 500 calorie window. We just see what the person's doing first. Then we kind of narrow that down and kind of make a smaller gap. I eventually try to get people to somewhere between a 200 to 400 calorie daily window. And that varies per client, but that's a good general range. If you eat, 1500 calories on one day, 1700 calories on one day, that's totally fine. It's only 200 calories apart. We're just trying to avoid the days where you have 2400 calories, then 1000 calories because you felt guilty from eating the 2400 calories, and you have all these big crazy swings. That's going to increase body fat storage. So you're going to actually gain body fat even if you have a lot of days that you feel are under caloric maintenance. Therefore, you would think that you're in a caloric deficit. Those moments where you're overeating, even if they don't seem as frequent as you might think, they are going to cause body fat formation, and the body will create body fat if it feels that caloric intake is inconsistent. So with the client that I mentioned at the beginning, I'm having her eat more consistently and more amount of food than she has eaten in a while. But she's already down. Like, she just sent me a photo that, like, the pants that didn't fit about a month ago, she now can button them and there's space in the pants. Like, they're actually loose enough that she could pull them away from her waistline, when just 3 or 4 weeks ago, she couldn't even button them. The consistency is extremely important. So what we're looking to do is we want to find foods that fit our schedule and that digest well. The key and the main focus is on sustainable self-care. We focus on what's most significant, which is caloric consistency and protein intake. We want to focus only on those things, and we want to make it easy to get the foods in that we need for that. We're not focusing on, something being organic or not organic. I'm not opposed to that. But there are so many things that people focus on. Am I getting enough fruits and vegetables? Well, are you even getting enough calories? Are you even getting enough protein? Is red meat or, chicken breast or white fish, what are the meats I should get? And that is important. However, it's not important if you're not even getting enough protein. So we want to focus on the basics. Make sure that we're consistent with calories and protein. And then the foods that we choose to do that absolutely are important. They are. But we want to be choosing the foods with the long-term vision, the end result vision, being caloric consistency and sufficient protein intake. We're not just choosing protein items based on quote-unquote healthiness. We're choosing them based on healthiness to get to a proper protein intake. We're choosing foods for their caloric total to get to a consistent and healthy caloric total. The focus, the end result focus, is on caloric consistency and protein. And learning what you need and how you can sustain those foods given your schedule. Too often people beat themselves up for the quality of what they choose. And although that is a factor, it's more important that you hit the minimums of self-care. Make sure you're getting in enough calories. Make sure you're getting in enough protein first. That's going to allow you to feel better. You're going to have just more of yourself, like better version of yourself, to be able to put into your health and the people around you, the health of the people around you. You want to be your best self so you can give your best self to the people who mean the most to you, right? So self-care is our biggest focus. And we do that through caloric consistency and maintaining a minimum of protein. Then, when we look at training, actually, if you want help, before I move on, free help is on our website, www.brittleirongym.com. You can go to free nutrition education. It's one of the pages on the website. The first document on that page, it says create your own nutrition program. You can use that document to find the right amount of calories for you and the protein amount. So you don't have to pay me. You don't have to hire a coach or anything. You can get it for free. Now, if you want to hire me, I can make it easier for you and get it done faster and make it more personalized. But the information is free on how to find the right amount of calories and protein for you and then how to make that consistent. So that's available on our website, www.brittleirongym.com. Now, training-wise, what we want to focus on when we think of post-pregnancy training, we want to reestablish, or for the first time establish, core strength. There's a term, diastasis recti, which is referred to as the stretching and thinning out of the abdomen, the abdominal wall during pregnancy. So your rectus abdominis, like your six-pack muscles, get stretched and they're very thin, very weak during pregnancy. So we want to reclaim full function and health of that tissue. We want to re-strengthen and kind of re-establish our mind-muscle connection with those tissues. That's going to help reduce a lot of lower back pain, and it's going to help improve posture. It's going to help improve overall mobility and just your general movements throughout the day. So you're not going to get a lower back tightness and pump. You're not going to have like sciatic nerve pain. You're just going to improve so many things. So that's the first thing you want to focus on, is the correction of diastasis recti and strengthening of the core muscles. The second thing we want to address is mobility, and we want to look at the hips and shoulders. The musculature around the hips is going to be very tight coming out of pregnancy because our hips would have had like a forward tilt to them from the rectus abdominis, like the core, not doing its job, and due to the weight load on the front side of the midsection, your hips are going to be forwardly rotated. That's going to cause lower back tightness. That's going to cause a lot of like hamstring tightness, a lot of hip flexor tightness, a lot of issues, just all around issues around the hips. So we want to reestablish hip mobility. We want to do glute stretches, adductor stretches. We want to do movements that promote internal, external rotation. We want to free up the muscles of the hips. Now, that's going to happen in part by simply strengthening the abdominal muscles, because that makes it more likely then that you can sustain proper hip alignment. But then also, if we work on loosening the tight musculature around the hips, that'll allow the hips to be free to move into the better position. So that's going to be our secondary focus, but they're pretty much, you know, number one and number one. Then our third number one is posture. We want to not only work on increasing the available range of motion of the muscles of our hips, but we also want to strengthen those muscles again so they stay open for movement. Part of the reason why muscles are tighter is because they're weak. Our body tightens them to protect them. So if we're asking our body to loosen those tissues and then for them to stay within normal functional range of motion, we have to strengthen them to be able to move appropriately and not feel overly stressed in normal range of motion function. And then our shoulders. Typically, the upper back is going to be weakened during pregnancy, and the shoulders are going to rotate forward and downward during pregnancy. Part of that is due to the loss of hip positioning and postural control. It's also just due to you know, reduced activity, reduced overall movement during pregnancy. So those are going to be three main focal points that we want to have during this post-pregnancy weight training stage. Now, core strength, you can do, 10-minute routines two, three, four times a week. It only takes 10 minutes. Mobility for the hips and shoulders, again, two, three, four times a week, 10 minutes total. Posture for the hips and shoulders, two, three, four times a week, 10 minutes total. You can do these things in very short little bursts. Now, you can do them as part of your workouts. So for my clients who do weight training workouts, we have these things addressed in their movement prep circuit. We have podcast 1112, which is a training podcast titled The Best Warm-Up Routine. And that would teach you about how to create the best routine, the best warm-up routine to get you started. And it includes these movement prep focal points of hip posture, shoulder posture, and core strength. So it's something I already do with all of my clients. However, with my post-pregnancy clients, I'm going to choose exercises and sets and rep counts that are appropriate for their current stage of strength. So all the programs I write for all my clients are 100% personalized. I put them together myself every single time, exercise by exercise. So I would choose what's appropriate for that person, what equipment they have, what time frame they have, all those kind of individual components. But that is what we start our workouts with, is we do a movement prep circuit focused on hip mobility, shoulder mobility, and core strength. And then mobility refers to flexibility and strengthening. So we're going to do increasing flexibility, available range of motion, but we're also going to strengthen that range of motion within those exercises. So we're getting everything we want there is flexibility plus strength, which keeps the muscles open over time. So that's going to be the main focus at the start of our workout. But there are even things you can do, small little daily therapies and drills that aren't related to workouts. For core control, you can do vacuums. You're going to see some pros and cons on vacuums, but they're good to do. They certainly aren't going to hurt you. It's going to help you learn to control your abdominal wall again. You can also do exercises called dead bugs whenever you're ready. Those are something where if you have an extreme case of diastasis recti, you might be safer starting with vacuums and less loaded movements than what a dead bug is. A dead bug is you lay on your back and you move your arms and legs around. You literally just look like a dead bug flopping around. But if you don't know what that is, you can pause the podcast and just search for core exercise dead bug, and you'll see that. Now, some people, if they have extreme cases of diastasis recti, that's going to be too challenging. So we have to start with variations of vacuums and small little contraction exercises where we don't have much of an eccentric, we don't have any contractional load. We might even deload their body weight just so they can regain the strength in that tissue. I've helped men who have diastasis recti where they have had hernias and abdominal tears, and we've actually regained healthy function of the rectus abdominis through very careful loaded, very carefully selected movements. So if you start too aggressive, you can actually hurt yourself. So you have to start very controlled and very safe. Then for mobility, you can look up pretty much any, glute stretch. There's a seated figure four stretch, which will be great in a chair. You can do a lot of seated hip mobility drills. There's things called egg beaters and skaters and these other kind of movements you can do sitting in a chair that help to open up internal, external, rotational, and help open up hip flexor muscles. So there's a lot of seated mobility drills you can do. So you just type seated hip mobility in YouTube, and you're going to see a lot of drills. Then posture, there's a ton of seated things you can do for thoracic health, which is your mid-back strengthening and health, and then overhead movements to help reestablish proper shoulder alignment and positioning. You can also do hip rotational movements. If you sit on a Bosu ball, like one of those big exercise balls, you can do like figure eights with your hips. You can do clockwise, counterclockwise rotations. There's a lot of things that you can do seated and in very safe, comfortable positions to work on the core mobility and posture. There's a lot available out there in the world. So you can kind of search around a little bit on YouTube now that you have an idea of what to search for, find those drills and practice them and try them. Now, if you do want help with programming, this is what I do. Just reach out. My email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. You can even see our services we have on our website that I can help make everything personalized for you. Make sure you're starting at the intensity and challenge level that's appropriate for where you are, and help you work up to doing amazing, cool, awesome things again. But the idea when you first start is to have a lot of grace, a lot of grace for yourself. Learn to be patient in the sense that we're not trying to, you know, squat 300 pounds, deadlift 300 pounds right away. We're just trying to relearn healthy nutritional habits and habits that can be consistent while we also have to take care of our other responsibilities. And then in training, we're looking at core strength, mobility, and posture. Those are our big components that we have to have in place first for anything we do in the future to have the foundation needed for us to remain safe and to actually be our strongest. If you have any follow-up questions, if you need anything, just reach out. My email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. Also, if you like the information we share in our podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.